Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
It's Christmas!
Was the greatest Christmas there ever was.
Yes, it was. Sex Crime 1984.
The future. Welcome to the future. I read that in school, that book, and it fucking mental. And then, yeah, the Eurythmics video. I think you've seen boobs in that. I used to watch it all the time.
I can't remember seeing boobies.
You see boobies in the film, but it's deprived sex crime boobies. So they're all malnutritioned. Yeah. Oh, it's Shelly Belly again. Oh, Shelly Belly, you're on our podcast. And when you listen to this song, you'll do a little dance.
We're recording, so he's saying that you're going to be on the recording. She's running.
Running for the hills. Now, I mean, mate, we may as well shut the podcast down after this year, because everything after this year is downhill as far as I'm concerned. This is potentially the greatest year. This is the pinnacle of human society.
Of all the greatest Christmases, this is the greatest, in your opinion.
Oh, isn't it? Isn't it, though? This is, I bang on about 84. This is when I switched on, basically. Yeah. You stop being a boy and you become a slightly bigger boy.
So you're 10 here, yeah? You're 10 years old.
Yes. I'm about to turn 11 in December 84, yeah. So it's like one of them pinnacle years, 84. So you're going into seniors in 85. So you're in the top year of the juniors. So you're a prefect. You have special powers in juniors. It was just a boss year that year. Do you know what I mean?
Everyone looks up to you. All the younger kids look up to you.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm still in contact with Nina now. She was in my brother's year in school. And she's in Australia now. It's weird. She was in like and Steve Harrison. Steve Harrison was in the same year as Nina, I think. Or maybe, and he ended up working on the railway, and he walked into a Tibuka office one day, and I'm like, I used to give you house points, Bellend.
Well, I'm 13, so I'm probably still getting my head stuck down the toilet by the 50s.
I'm just watching Boy George. He was a beautiful man. Some beautiful men on top of the Pops 1984.
Well, that's some strange news about Boy George later when it comes to the toys. Ooh. Save that for later.
A Boy George toy. What could go wrong?
It's a butt plug.
A potato shaped. Right, so Christmas Day 1984 was a Tuesday. Are you having that?
Tuesdays, it's a bit of a strange Christmas day, isn't it? Bit of a stop start Christmas.
Well, you've got your weekends. We always do this. You've got your weekends, but then Christmas Eve is the Monday, so it's more than likely, you know, if you're an office type gentleman, you'd probably be off. But yeah. Bob Cratchit worked on Christmas Eve, didn't he?
So there's no guarantee. All the railway workers.
Yeah. So you've got your 2 days, and then before you know it, you're nearly at the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, Saturday the 29th would have been my 11th birthday, a little Saturday birthday, which is irrelevant because it's Christmas. So you're always off anyway when you're a kid, not when you're an adult, because you can't be asked. What do you want to do first, then?
Well, I've got a little bit of news.
Oh, go on then. Are you pregnant?
On this day, is it the right day? Oh, yeah. So Christmas Day 1984, Alistair Cook, the English cricketer and future Test captain, was born.
Weird.
Not really into cricket, but I just thought that'd be interesting for maybe a cricket listener.
You know Kirby Stephen and I know Kirby Stephen, and we know there's a cricket pitch there.
Yeah.
And
I think
we do.
Of all the times we've been, I think we've only done it once where we've actually sat and watched a bit of the game, haven't we?
Yeah, but we had women back and arrows. My dream is to watch the game.
Yeah. Take some tinnies with us.
Take some tinnies, just spend a couple of hours just chin wagging, bevying, a little buffet, if you will, picnic. Yeah, but cricket's
See,
not
that's
for me.
your little want. What I want is to go fishing. I want us to be the new Bob Mortimer, Paul Whitehouse. I'd love to just sit at the edge of a bank. I've never done it before, never done any fishing. I can't see the point in it. Spend all that time trying to catch fish, and when you do finally get one, you just unhook it and throw it back.
Or you beat it to death and eat it.
Oh, it's an eel.
You can have eels. You just put them in jelly. No,
I'll cook that off for us.
I did. I've always fancied fishing, but I'd be scared in case I caught a fish, because what do you do then?
Just leave the fish and run and go.
It's like all slimy. I'll just don't run away.
We'll have to get on to it. I'd love to have a go fishing.
Yeah.
Can you hire fishing rods? I don't want to go and buy one, just do it once.
The house we stayed in Scotland 2 years ago was a fishery, and it was for men of a certain criteria. It'd be a business would hire the house out, and all the men would get taken in a van down to the banks, and they had all the wader wellies things, and they had all the fishing rods there, and they had a specialised man to help them fish, yeah.
Because that gone fishing programme, Paul Whitehouse and Bob Mortimer, I just love it. It's one of my favourite programmes.
Yeah, I'm up there with you. Someone's
more news.
Past the door.
1984 is the year Thomas the Tank Engine is introduced to Britain. The first broadcast on ITV. And of course, it became one of the most successful children TV programmes of all time. With our Ringo.
So Ringo, yeah, but who was the train that used to be on the telly before him?
Aye for the Engine.
Oh, you know, you were there.
Yeah.
He was Welsh, wasn't he?
Ivor the Engine.
I can't do it. Ivor the Engine. Ivor.
The West Country.
Yaki da. Oh, you're proper lush. I'm trying to get into the Welsh voice. I can't do it. It's not working.
Good attempt, though.
Yeah.
On the 25th of November, 1984, 36 of Britain's top pop artists gathered together at Notting Hill Music Studio to record a little ditty called Do They Know It's Christmas? More news on this later.
Yeah, I'm not happy about this, to be honest.
Okay. But just like, they only recorded on the 25th of November. So that's how quick the turnaround was. It was a busy time for wedding planners, as Bette Midler, Sally Field, Olivia Newton-John and Jamie Lee Curtis all got married between the 15th and the 19th of December.
Weird. That is a weird fact. Mm. How many of them are still married to that original person?
Probably, well,
none of them.
Maybe none of them. Liverpool's International Garden Festival opens.
Oh, wow.
It attracts tourism to Liverpool, over 3.5 million visitors between the 2nd of May and the 14th of October. And it was opened by our Queenie, Queen Elizabeth II.
And Liverpool was a shithole in 1984.
It was after the Toxteth riots. It was all to bring regeneration and tourism to Liverpool, wasn't it, to try and build it back up?
It was built on a tip, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was all tip land. We went with the school. I don't think we went with parents, but I remember falling into the moat on where the Yellow Submarine was.
Yeah, I only went there once. I was busy mates with my next door neighbour. John
Garno.
So his mum knocked round at ours, said to my mum, well, we're going to garden festival. Does Stu want to come? So
little Stewie there with his little backpack on.
Yeah.
His little jam
buddy. My parents couldn't be arsed taking me, so I had to wait for the neighbours to take me.
Yeah. It's weird.
I just remember it being just a load of fucking plants and trees and shrubs.
I can't remember the layout of it. I get confused with Chester Zoo when I think about it.
I think it was all sectioned into countries, wasn't it? So obviously, there was a Japanese area that had all Japanese foliage. And then
Ho Chi Minh.
Yeah, that had like pagodas and all stuff like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was nice, for what I remember. Yeah, but
I mean, as a 13-year-old boy, I was 12, I hadn't had my birthday yet. My birthday was in September. So as a 12-year-old boy, it was just like just going out with my mate. I wasn't bothered about where I was.
Yeah, but you used to go down the Albert Dock then as well in 84 or 85, because I'm sure that's around that time when it was starting to get redeveloped and you could just walk around it a little bit.
Yeah, maybe not for me.
Yeah,
when I was 12, 13, going to Liverpool was like going abroad.
Well, yeah, like going to McDonald's in them days was you only went for someone's birthday.
Mm.
Now you go because it's a Wednesday. Go ahead, what's next?
That bitch, Maggie Thatcher's Conservative government was on the brink of winning and breaking the miners' strike. It went from the 6th of March 1984 to the 3rd of March 1985. They wanted to close 20 collieries. And in September 1984, it was declared that the strikes were illegal because the NUM hadn't run a national ballot to approve strike action. And by the 19th of November, 62,000 of the striking miners had returned, with the NUM not getting any of their demands.
Fucking hell.
So Maggie broke them.
I mean, without getting into everything that's going on at the moment, we're nowhere near like the miners because they literally went out.
Yeah.
But we're in a one-year anniversary coming up with our disputes.
Yeah, that was just short of 1 year for the miners, wasn't it?
Yeah, so...
Go
on.
Rick Allen, the Def Leppard drummer.
Oh?
You know, he's only got one arm, and he's famous for only having one arm.
Yeah, yeah.
He lost his arm this year.
So is he just a drum? He's not a drummer.
Just plays the cymbal. He can't reach to the side.
He's triangle with his tongue.
He famously only has one arm. In December the 31st, he lost his arm in a car accident on the A57,
Jesus.
A section called Snake Pass in the Peak District.
Yeah, that's a bad road. I drove that once with a van full of Anthony's stuff when he was going to university.
Yeah. And my last bit of news, big news for this year.
Oh.
A Christmas favourite dies.
Oh.
Eric Morecambe.
No.
Yeah.
Seems Eric like Morecambe dies
this year after a show in May. He had a massive heart attack after stage show.
He had a lot of bad art, didn't he? He did have a bad art. Yeah. I heard that. What a lovely man.
So that's the news.
There's the news jingle.
Have you done your TV?
I think you did the TV for me, didn't you? I think somebody put it in. It wasn't me. Right, fucking hell. Let's see if I can make this big writing so I can see. So Tuesday the 25th of December, I'll pick out the highlights. Blue Murder at St. Trinian's, a 1957 film. They're always good for a little bash.
Yeah.
Also, I've missed 11:05, the Noel Edmonds live Christmas breakfast show from the top of the BT Tower. Now, I know for a fact that is on the YouTube because Top Flight Time Machine have done it. So, again, I'm not putting shit in the show notes no more, just our email address if you want to email you a song through and we'll put it at the end. You can go and Google everything that we're talking about is on the YouTubes or virtually on the YouTubes.
Nearly. I think this was the first one, wasn't it? I remember we talked about it on 1985 as well, so they obviously brought it back the following year. It was that successful.
And then 89, there's an hour-long version of it that we talked about two episodes ago. it was like a trunculated Noel Edmonds thing. Mm-hmm. And then somewhere in the middle of it all, there's a Concord episode as well.
Yeah.
So this is Noel at the height of his powers, isn't it?
Yeah.
2 o'clock, Top of the Pops, 84. I'm literally watching it on YouTube as we speak. Culture Club, Jim Diamond, don't know who he is. Duran Duran, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Howard Jones, Nick Kershaw, the Thompson Twins, Wham, Paul Young. Wow.
That's the Top of the Pops of all Top of the Pops. That's all the big, that's the big hitters of the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
In one show.
Yeah.
And like we said, I also watched it on the YouTube. And there's, shut up, Alexa. And there's no presenters. Every act comes on, sings their song, and then introduces the next act.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they all come back out on stage and sing the big song of the year.
I'm just watching now. Obviously, the volume's down, but Duran Duran are singing Wild Boys, and Paul Young's on stage with them. Singing it.
Yeah, they're all in there together, aren't they?
I bet you did. There was some cocaine consumed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This day, I'm telling you. 3 o'clock, the Queen speaks to the Commonwealth. 3:10, Mary Poppins. This is shaping up to be a nice little Christmas, this 1964
good,
film.
Good Christmas movie, yeah.
Julie Andrews, basically the last film Walt Disney worked on before he died of lung cancer.
Bring the fucking darkness in.
I think he dies... Joe, I think he got to see, I can't remember, I'm sure he dies in 64. Oh, the power of love. 5:25, the news with Jan Lehman. Now, we're all full of the Eurovision spunk that was going on. I've just watched Eurovision for the first time in 30 years. And, wavy flag. And, he's got his glasses on. And Jan Lehman gets rolled out at one point.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
81 years old.
Yeah. Still looks good, though.
Still fit, like. She'd still give a dog a bone, as my old nan used to say. Oh,
just, as Johnson, just as an intersection so there, did you do any of the free concerts? Eurovision?
No. I was in work. I've been on fucking late for 4 weeks.
We went to the first. We went to the opening one outside the St. George's Hall with Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Frankie was such... I mean, I felt it. I'm watching them now, right? The power of love. He's there in his dressing gown with his white gloves on. These are beautiful, handsome. I mean, imagine, right? Liverpool is in the fucking doldrums in 84. Thatcher is doing a managed decline of the area. She fucking hates us, right? Mm. And these are fucking five Scousers that for about a year took over the world. Everything went to number one. They were huge. And they're all beautiful. We deep dived it, me and Kerry. They're all 19. They're all 19.
Mm-hmm.
And he is 23. And then fast forward to Falling Down a VH1, Get the Band Back Together, Rabbit Hole, which is on YouTube. They're in the 40s at this point. And they all get in the room together, but they don't perform together. So that was like 2005, maybe, something like that, when that come out.
Yeah.
Fast forward to 2023, the first time Frankie Goes to Hollywood have played together since they stormed off in 87 and never, ever been in the same room and played and all that palaver off Wembley set of concerts. There they are on St. George's, all the
place. 36 years later. And they were a disappointment. They weren't. They sang Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
The whole 25,000, 30,000, whatever was there, were in uproar, in hysterics, how great it was. But everyone was saying the same thing at the end. Fucking hell. First time back for 36 years, and you only sing one song.
Yeah. And they now look like old men. Holly Johnson is 63.
Yeah.
63. And all these boys are 59, 60. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It
proper shit me up, mate. I'm being honest with you. It shit me up because the drummer there has got the Scouse curly hair and the tash.
Yeah.
He's just a fat old man now.
That was to us all.
I know.
I used to have a six pack.
But now it's like, that's me in 10 years' time. I'm 49 now. In 10 years, that I'm Frankie Osorio will be dead in 10 years' time. It's heartbreaking.
Well, the St. George is always a great concert. There's loads of good acts on it. It only cost us £2. They just charged an admin fee of £2 per ticket. And they had all, yeah, I'll tell you who they had. They had Lightning Seeds, Atomic Kitten, The Real Thing, Zara Larsson.
Who's she?
Oh, some Swedish. She's in the pop charts now. She's like the most recent person there. 2X winners, the Ukraine winner, Jamala. And Austria's winner, Conchita Wurst. It's the beard, the woman in the dress, well, the man in the dress with a beard. Jamie Webster turned up, sang a couple of songs.
Oh, Jamie Webster.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood. The Vivian.
Who opened the act?
Who opened?
So not Frankie.
No, Frankie was like third last.
Jesus. They deserve so much more than that.
Ricky Tomlinson came out and said had a big speech.
Remember his album?
Yeah, on his banjo.
I had that.
And then he mixed it up with some culture, some Ukrainian dance groups and a Liverpool choir, who also didn't realise till the end, they zoomed in on her face. Joel Domet said, that's a so-and-so choir. And it includes, what was her name? Julia Baird. Does that name ring a bell?
John Lennon's sister. Yeah. Weird.
Zoomed in on her, she's just there with a big grin on her face.
Give us the bifters. Dressed like Yoko. I mean, if I wasn't working, I was in work that night. I drove a train back from London to Liverpool as it was going on, and they wouldn't let me out of Lime Street. They literally wouldn't let me out of Lime Street. I had to volley some security card in the Nads to get out.
Yeah, well, we drove
it
over.
It was proper lockdown.
We drove over and it was rammed. And I drove up, I went to turn down Lord Nelson Street. It was all barriered off to our car park. And all the fellas there in the hi-vis, no, you can't come in here, mate. Go round. You have to go round. I said, I want to go to the car park. He said, yeah, you have to go round. So I drove and I thought, hold on, there's no other way in. This is the only way to get in. So did a U-turn, came back. I said, mate, I need to go to the car park. And he goes, no one down here. So I had my Network Rail pass on me. I went, mate, I'm staff. I need to go down there. Oh yeah, go ahead, mate. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, they're doing another song now, Frankie. Oh, my Power God. Well, they've just done that, and now I think they're doing Relax now. He looks like he's doing, oh, no, Two Tribes. I'm lip reading. Fucking hell. Oh, they're so gorgeous. right, yeah, so back to the
Pops Queen. Mary Poppins, yeah. Jan Lehman. Yeah. Oh, 5:30.
Christmas, blankety blank. Host Les Dawson. With the panel, Lorraine Chase, don't know. Suzanne Daniel, don't know. Ken Dodd, yeah. Russell Harty, oh, didn't he die of an heart attack? Ruth Maddock, oh, Heidi Hi, and Derek Nemo. He always reminds me of Nemo, the fish. 6:05, Heidi Hi. Hoodie ho. 6:35, oh, the Paul Daniels Magic Christmas Show. Guests, George Carl, a clown from Chicago. Chris Cremo, a high-speed juggler from Las Vegas. Yeah. And the Olympiads. A balancing act.
do you know what makes it worse? Who's the special guest? At the bottom, can you see that?
No.
It says, with special guest appearance from Robert Maxwell.
Ew. Fuck it.
He got to offer? Was he going up juggling? Was he on a unicycle?
He chopped him in half, found a big cunt inside him. 7:25, Just Good Friends. Can't remember that. Is that the sitcom where they do everything but shag?
Yeah, it's Paul Nichols and
the famous
episode is he goes for acupuncture to stop smoking. And she said something like, well, didn't you feel a little prick? And he went, well, I felt a bit stupid. I guess you had to be there.
Taxi for Miller. What like it's just a TV show where he just rubs his knob on the outside of a knickers.
Yeah, I think it's just the two of them in it. I can't remember any other sort there is, but I can't remember anybody else in it.
The two Ronnies, 8:55.
Christmas.
These are sort of out. It's like everything's moved on. 84. It's 84, and the two Ronnies are like 70s, aren't they? But they're like 80s Ronnies, so they're a little bit more edgy. With Elaine Page. No, I know, I know, I know him so well. Jan Lehman's back. 9:55. 10:05. Wogan. Christmas Day. Wogan. Teddy Wogan will have been in his pajamas having a Baileys at this point in real life. Freddie Starr, Kitty to Kawana. What did she do that was famous?
An opera singer.
Yeah, but did she do the rugby or something? Like the rugby 91 or something? She sang the theme tune.
Sure, yeah, she potentially, because she's a Kiwi, isn't she?
Yeah, she's New Zealand, yeah. I'm sure. It must have been the New Zealand World Cup, maybe. Paul
I'm guessing.
What a handsome man. Elton John and Victoria Principal. Was she the comedian, the person who could do the impressionist?
You bell end. Victoria Principal's the one out of, was it Dallas?
I don't fucking know. Oh my God, boy George, stop doing that to me. I've got tingles in me tingler. 10:55. I mean, I don't think they play these films anymore. I've never seen it, right? And I never will.
Well, but you should, because it is a classic. And it
I
is funny.
Know.
And it's not dated. It stands up today. I like it.
Okay, so... Oh, Sting. Sting wasn't on. He'd have to come out the dressing room now, Sting. You get to sing your two lines and then fuck off. Stop looking into the camera, Sting, directly into my soul. Fucking hell, mate.
You in love with Sting as well?
No, I'm not in love with Sting. Some Like It Hot, the 1959 film starring Jack Lemmon, Tony Curtis and Marilyn Monroe. Does she get a baps out?
No, don't think so.
No, I mean, ITV, oh no, sorry, BBC Two Christmas Day, you've still got films like A Dog's Life, the 1918 film starring Charlie Chaplin, Polar Bear Alert documentary, Limelight, 1952 film starring Charlie Chaplin. Isn't that amazing?
Two Charlie Chaplin films.
Yeah, but one's 1918 and one is literally 40 odd years or 38 years later, 1952. That's fucking mental, that. ITV, it's only got Good Morning Britain and Diamond, Nick Owen, a newsreader, Gordon Honeycomb. Best name ever.
Yeah, the Good Morning Kids. Rolling Rat.
Yeah. Things.
Rolling Rat superstar phones children in hospital to wish them a happy Christmas.
Oh. I'm not going to do Boxing Day. Oh, there's the postman. Right. So, the films. I'll do the films, get them out the way.
Yeah.
So, this is what you shared was December 84. You've got better websites than me, lad. So the number one film. No, right. I'll do the top five. Oh no. Okay, I'll do the top six. No, I'll do the top seven. The Cotton Club.
I've heard of it. I don't think I've seen it.
No. No chance. Pinocchio, a 1984 re-release. No.
No.
Pinocchio was a fucking dark Disney film there. Starman. I don't know, is that Bowie? I'm just guessing. No.
I don't know.
No. June.
June.
Yep.
D.
That's number yeah. June.
Yeah.
Never seen it. Never will. there's just some films that just don't jump out at me, and this is one of them. And it's getting rebooted now, isn't it? It's getting redone as two films or three films, whatever. Not asked. Not interested. City Heat? Don't know. No idea.
No.
You normally know these films.
Have you just took December?
Yeah. No, you did this. You put this in. Don't think I did. 2010, the year we made contact. Now, I watched all the 2000 Space Odyssey films. And obviously, they're dated.
Yeah.
You know, we all know 2001. I think there's about three of them. And the fucking deep, man. They fucking burn your head out.
I've made a list of movies that stood out for me this year, and one of them were included in it.
No, I know, but this is December
just
alone,
December,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So the top film for December was Beverly Hills Cop by a mile, by an absolute mile. So go on, what have you got there for?
Oh, well, I've just done the top movies of the year and then December. So come out this year was Conan the Destroyer, The Karate Kid, Romancing in the Stone, Scarface, The Woman
Never
in Red.
It. Never will.
Woman in Red, Gene Wilder and Kelly LeBrook. You've never seen that one?
No, never seen either of them.
Splash, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, boobs. Oh, no,
Footloose.
No.
Police Academy.
Yep.
Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom.
Oh.
Beverly Hills Cop, like you say.
Overrated.
And then the Christmas movie week was Clint Eastwood's Tightrope, which was, he was a police... Well, he was always a cop, wasn't he? After a serial killer who strangled people.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Michael Palin's A Private Function.
Oh.
Now, I think the front cover is something to do with a pig. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh.
And Paul McCartney in Give My Regards to Broad Street.
And now it all becomes clear. I'm joining up the dots.
And then the two biggest movies of Christmas was Gremlins and Ghostbusters.
Yeah, everyone gets confused and says Back to the Future is an 84 film. It's not, it didn't come out till 85.
Yeah.
But Gremlins and Ghostbusters, mate, I mean, Ghostbusters changed my life.
Yeah.
I bought the 12-inch, and like 89, which we did two episodes ago, or last episode, I think, Ghostbusters 2. You know, fucking boss.
Ghostbusters is amazing.
Absolutely boss.
It started a massive franchise of toys and everything, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Big yawn, baby. So,
did you get down? I sent you the link to the Paul McCartney, Give My Regards to Broad Street. Did you scan through it? Did you have a little nose at it?
No, because I didn't have time. I think I was in IKEA last night when you sent that, and then we come home. I put some hooks up. I put a thing up in the garden, and then we went to bed. And also, because I want to watch it, because I literally want to watch it.
Well, I saw when I was doing a little bit of research, and I saw it. I thought, I don't think I've ever seen that. Being a Beatles fan, but I'll watch it. So. I went through Netflix, I went through all the streaming sites, nobody had it. Searched, where can I watch this movie? And it said, nobody is streaming it. You can't rent it, you can't do nothing. So I went on to spoke to our little mate, sent an email, requested it on Plex. I'm still waiting, still down as it's already been requested, but not appeared. So I just thought, I'll try YouTube. And there it is, someone's put it on YouTube. Full movie.
Yeah, I will watch it because, again, I'm a Beatles fan, same as you. I remember, again, we used to tape with Top of the Pops and No More Lonely Nights. And then I don't know if it's that song, but there's a thing on YouTube where he's in the recording studio and Ringo's on the drums.
Yeah.
And he does a little, he does a couple of Beatles songs, and then he goes into an original. And I don't know if that's directly in the film or it was a pop video he made.
Yeah,
is it in the film? Is it?
Yeah.
So Ringo's got a cameo in it then.
Yeah, George Martin's in it, Ringo.
No George Harrison, I'm guessing.
No George Harrison. Barbara Bach, Linda McCartney, and Tracy Ullman.
Oh, okay.
And Giant Haystacks gets a big part.
You see, you're selling it to me, actually. You're making me think, oh.
It is good. I mean, when I was watching it, I was going, oh, my God, this is actually awful. But it wasn't. It was just the act. Because, obviously, the pop star, they're not actors, are they?
Yeah.
So the acting was a little bit wooden.
This is mullet McCartney, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Has he got a mullet?
Yeah.
No, I watched that. I'd like that. Defo. Yeah. Got the link there. I'm not putting it in the show notes.
Don't
find it yourselves, you pricks. you Christmas pricks.
So, are you doing singles or albums first?
Albums.
Then, lad.
So, again, this is literally just screen capture. So, it's the top seven. For Christmas week, 84, Alf by Alison Moyet. No. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Pleasure Dome by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Yeah. Again,
that was my first album.
I mean, I've listened to bits of it over the years, obviously, but I listened to it in its entirety when I fell down the rabbit hole the other week. And I've listened to Liverpool, their 85 follow-up album, which is arguably better, but because it's more of a rounded album. Pleasure Dome's all over the fucking show, innit?
Yeah, I mean, I did play it to death because, like I say, it was my first album. My sister joined the Britannia Music Club.
Oh,
remember that, where you sort of subscribe and you got your cents. I think when you joined, you paid for one and you got 10 albums for free or something just to get you in, just to get you hooked. So she picked what she wants and said, I've got two spaces left. Do you want to pick two albums? So Frank Goes to Hollywood and the Beatles Gatefold 67 to 70. I got.
Oh, okay.
They're my first two ever albums I bought.
Pretty special, them two albums, mate. The collection Ultravox.
Yeah.
Oh, Vienna. This means nothing to me. I mean, I sort of want to listen to this album. Party Party by Black Lace. It's number four in the charts. Last week it was number four. Its peak position was number four. And weeks on the chart, four. Make It Big, Wham. I don't know enough about Wham. Is Wham on the way out now?
This was the second album, wasn't it?
But they're about to split up, basically, aren't they? They don't stick together much longer after this, well, do they?
Basically, George Michael sees himself as a solo artist, doesn't he?
Yeah.
This was Wait Me Before You Go, Go, Careless Whisp and Freedom. I think they were the biggest songs on that album.
Oh, wow. I always thought I always get confused. Is that the same Freedom as the Freedom that he sang? Freedom. Freedom.
Yeah, well, he obviously had the rights to him, didn't he? As the songwriter. Basically, fucking Andrew Ridgeley was just there to play the guitar, wasn't he?
And you've actually been getting involved on the Twitters, which is much appreciated, and gets people talking or not talking, because there's no one follows us on Twitter yet, but we are out there.
Yeah.
I think it's Christmas Pod, at It's Christmas Pod on Twitter.
Yeah.
You'll find us. The top two albums for this year is Now That's What for Christmas Week is Now That's What I Call Music 4. And then, strangely, the Hits album. Which the Hits album has died and doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And now goes from strength to strength.
Yeah. Well, Now That's What I Call Music is an EMI and Virgin Records. They've been going since 83.
Yeah.
So obviously this is the fourth album. The Hits album was released by CBS, which is now Sony BMG. And they released it to Rival. That's What I Call Music.
So there was a bit of beef going on.
Yeah. Now That's What I Call Music obviously had success. And Sony thought, we'll have a bit of that.
Cash in. Let's fill our boots. So, again, the Christmas album charts, always a bit poo. because it's all compilations and greatest hits and all that. But these singles. So at number seven, Ghostbusters. Again, this is Christmas week 84. Ghostbusters. Ray Parker Jr. On the way up from 15. On the way down, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. The Power of Love. The Power of Love.
Again, this was the first single I ever went out and bought.
Oh, what a single is he first?
Went out and bought this single, and it got to number one, and I was like, oh, me buying that has made it go to number one. I felt dead special.
You see that? And then it did, in the same chart is my first single.
Bought Nelly the Elephant.
Yeah. Cunt. No, Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 12-inch.
Oh, yeah.
W.H.
Yeah.
Smith. I remember buying it. I can literally remember buying it. Christmas. I bought it over Christmas with my Christmas money. Like a Virgin. Madonna.
Yeah. Never realised that didn't get to number one, to be honest.
No, samesies. Nelly the Elephant. I thought you were taking the piss then. Fucking hell. What? Nelly the Elephant? I didn't even look. Nelly the Elephant.
Do you remember that song?
Is this the heavy version?
I didn't remember it, and then I played it, and I, oh, yeah.
And they all, they're thrashing it out.
And it's like, it starts like, no, dun, 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 yeah, and it goes, oh, Nelly the Elephant.
Yeah. Banging. Number three, We All Stand Together, Paul McCartney and the Frog Chorus. Come on, Macha, man.
Yeah.
Again, there's a full feature-length version of this music video, which is about fucking 20 minutes long or something,
yeah.
And it's all cartoon, and Rupert the Bear's in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad little song, but fuck me, that man.
I know the single was in our house. I think my mum must have, well, I don't think my dad, but I think my mum must have bought it. I remember definitely seeing it in our house, because the front cover was all yellow, and Rupert the Bear was on the front.
Yeah, getting wanked off by a frog. Number two, Last Christmas and Everything She Wants, double A-side by The Whamage. Yeah. And again, he told everyone not to make it Christmas number one because he wanted, and this is where I'm pissed off, Do They Know It's Christmas, Band-Aid, to be Christmas number one, 84. Again, iconic. We bought the video of the making of.
Yeah.
And we used to watch it on repeat because it was amazing. The song's amazing. I still sing it all year long as I'm driving my train to London. It helps me stay awake. But in our Apple Music playlist, we've now got the same song, and I want to say perversely, because these go in order, as we say. So it's like a random greatest hits of Christmas. Two episodes ago was Food Aid by Lad Baby. And then last episode was Do They Know It's Christmas by Band Aid 2.
Yeah.
And then this one is Band-Aid, and they know it's. And then I thought, oh shit! When I think the next episode we already know from the draw is 2006.
Yeah,
I was like, oh fuck! If it's 2004, it's going to be Band-Aid 30. But it wasn't, so we're all good.
Yeah. The week before, Frankie Goes to Hollywood was number one.
Yeah,
and then obviously all the groups got together and hammered out this charity record.
And Frankie weren't on it. Frankie wasn't even on that.
No. Although, on the B-side, if you remember, it was the instrumental version and all people talking, wishing people Happy Christmas.
Ah.
Happy Christmas, everybody. And it was all the ones who sung on it. Frankie was on it.
Oh.
Macha was on it.
Macha?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, I'm Paul McCartney.
David Bowie. So people who wanted to be on it but couldn't be there for maybe, I don't know, they didn't realise how big it was going to be, or they had prior commitments. So they asked if they want to say Happy Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, so there you go. Right, crack on with the toys. So the things that I've got is the Barbie Dream Store Fashion Department. Was a big toy, $19. I've got this, is American.
Yeah,
now my sister had this, the Barbie Star Traveller, which is like a bus, a caravan,
okay,
a camper van for Barbie, a Barbie motor home with a driver's cabin, $39. New York, the latest 1984 toy hit parade. Put out by Toy and Hobby World. The biggest toy of 84 was the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah.
The second was Masters of the Universe. Action figures. And my brother had Castle Grayskull and all that. And that endures through the mid-80s, doesn't it? Yeah. Pardon my cough. Grayskull and all that. Tonka GoBots. So GoBots are Transformers, aren't they?
GoBots, I was just trying to think that. I can remember the name, I can't picture them.
I think the Transformers, but I think the rivals, like...
they have a cartoon?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you've got Hasbro's G.I. Joe action figures and then Hasbro's Transformers, you see? So you've got GoBots and Transformers. Yeah. Now, the big thing for us that I know we got this year was the Amstrad CPC 464.
Okay.
And we'd had the VIC-20 beforehand, where you had to type in your own games from the computer magazines.
Yeah.
Pages and pages of binary. But this was unbelievable. It was an introductory price of £199 with the green monitor and £299 with the colour monitor. It sold 2 million units. It came out on the 11th of April, 84. And I can remember we absolutely got this and absolutely fucking Harrier Jet, Manic Miner, Jet Set Willy, the Rocky Horror Picture Show,
yeah.
Chucky Egg. There was one of the Patreons... sent me a screenshot. When you got this device, when you got this computer, you got 10 games in a set with, I think it says, worth £100 for free. I don't know if I can find it. Let's see if I can find it quick. Oh yeah, there it is. So
you it's all blurred. You've got some focus on you there.
Okay, I'll just send it to you. But I mean, what did you have? Because you'd always been a computer nerd as well.
No, well, I was just thinking there, we never had any computer like that. I always had sort of like the latest console, but maybe the year after it came out. We were never rich enough to have it that year. You always have to wait until the price came down a little bit.
Yeah, so this software over £100 in value. Oh, mummy. I seen that with mummies were chasing you. It was like sort of like Pac-Man-y type thing, I think. The Harrier Jet one. Yams Word, which was a word processor. Roland in the Caves. I said to him in the text message, I went, oh, yeah, Animal, Vegetable, Mineral, which was just literally word-based.
Yeah, that's a guess.
Know, yeah. I said, oh, yeah, I had my first wank to that.
But I remember Chucky Egg.
Yeah,
because my mate in our street had a dragon computer. Remember them?
Vaguely.
And on it, like he was the only one of our friends, I think, who had like a computer like that. So we always used to get round to his house, sit in his bedroom, like three or four of us in him, and we'd all take turns. And because it was his computer and his game, he was boss at it. So we'd sit and watch him playing it for like,
yeah,
it'd take about half an hour on it. And then we'd have a go and last like 2 minutes. Dead. Yeah. Oh, next go.
My, I'm back on. My turn.
Watch him.
Yeah. Davy Thompson's decathlon. Yeah. we used to go to Paul Carter's house and he had a Sinclair little, one of them little tiny credit card computers, and he had Lotus Esprit.
Oh, yeah.
and you used to drive through the street shooting your gun and that.
Yeah.
And it was, and you just used to watch them. You used to go to your mate and sit and watch them.
Yeah, that's it. Because they were so good at it. And when it was your turn, you'd die within a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Star Wars figures were still popular this year as well.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. I'm not,
I don't know whether it was this year, but I didn't have a lot, but I had the four main ones in my eyes. I remember I had Luke Skywalker and the Darth Vader, the ones where they had a little slot in their arm, didn't he? And
yeah.
He pushed the slot up and the lightsaber came out their arm.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, R2-D2, and Chewbacca.
Chewie.
I don't think I had any more. I definitely had them four. No doubt in my mind, I definitely had them four. Don't think I had any others.
I think I got some Star Wars at this. I used to call him Beardy, and he was just a man out of one of the spaceships, but he had a beard. Okay. And then I had Jabba the Hutt, Princess Leia.
But it wasn't Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No, it was from Return of the Jedi, which was 83. Right, okay. So he was one of the like captains off one of the ships, like a general or something.
Yeah.
So I used to call him Beardy because he had a beard. Then I had, like I say, the Princess Leia, which I've still got. She hasn't got the mask anymore. And at some point in the 80s, I dipped her in Amorite. So she's so she's green.
Nice.
Yeah. Be nice.
The girl's toy of the year was My Little Pony. Trivial Pursuits was the game of the year.
Ugh, hate that game.
Care Bears launched this year. Lego Technics was big. And strangely, and I haven't got the photo, but I'll see if I can find him and send you again. Was a Boy George and a Michael Jackson doll.
Fucking hell.
Why they were big, but they said they were really popular.
No way. That'd be good, that.
But also, listening to previous episodes, you said in this year you got the Megatron gun.
You
said you were going to talk about it. You didn't mention it on the last one. You said you'll talk about it on the proper year.
Yeah, again. So, my memory of the Megatron gun is we were in our first house. I don't remember it. So we moved house in 84, 85, maybe. 85, I think we moved. So we could well have got it this Christmas. And it was basically, I mean, I can try and find it for you. It was a handheld gun.
Yeah.
And that was Megatron. And if you watch the original comic book cartoons of that, he is a gun.
Because I was never really, not really massively into. So I always thought they were just vehicles.
Yeah, no. Megatron gun mold. There you go. Yeah, he was literally, that's 1980s.
While you're looking for that, I've got another fact I wanted to tell you about the Band-Aid song.
Go on then.
Status Quo recorded their section, but it was deemed unusable and scrapped. And it was replaced by Paul Weller, Sting, and Glenn Gregory from Heaven 17. So when you see them three singing together on the video,
yeah,
it should have been Status Quo's part, but they cut it off.
I'm sure you see them going in on the big video thing.
You see that? Yeah, you see them. But they had a part they sung on their own, but it was cancelled. It was
shit.
Deemed unusable. So
well, Status Quo could never sing. When you never see, they just can't sing. They were always fucking miming.
Well, if you watched the video, I watched it a couple of days ago to see. That's what's his name, Francis, whatever his name was.
Yeah, Rossi.
Francis Rossi. There's a bit on the video where everyone's singing and he's at the back messing about.
Yeah.
And the camera catches him. And then also, when it's panning across, everyone's singing the chorus, he's in the background just doing fish. He's not even singing the right words. He's just, next time you look at the video.
I'll have a look at that,
He's just in the back row, he's not even trying to sing the right words. He's just moving his mouth up and down.
Oh, fucking God, love him. Little twat. Right. Are we done?
Yeah, we just need a joke. Have you got your joke? I've got a joke. I've got a cracker joke.
Go on, then you do yours first, because yours are always better than mine.
How do you know when the cost of heating has gone too high?
Oh, topical.
Because Dad won't even open let you open the windows, even on the advent calendar.
That's so bad. It's good. What type of peas ruin Christmas dinner?
Oh, I don't know. What type of peas ruins Christmas dinner?
MPs.
Oh, keep the change, you filthy animal.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.